providing customized insurance for small and medium businesses so they can do more and be more. Learn more at hiscox.com or from an agent. Hiscox Insurance. Encourage courage. And from Subaru, featuring the Outback with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive and standard Subaru Starlink multimedia with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto integration, keeps drivers connected. More at Subaru.com.
This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. It's a good time to look for a job in Alabama. The state's unemployment rate was low at 4.1% in June. It was even lower among older adults. Those adults most likely to be hired are ones who are willing to adapt and learn new skills or try a whole new career. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart kicks off her series on seniors in Alabama.
Johnny Ward wants to get back to work.
I'm a 25-year-old. I'm just trapped in an 81-year-old body.
He retired a few years ago. He says he still has it.
I've got a lot of energy, and I'm saying, why waste this knowledge and experience I have? Why not use it?
Here in Alabama and across the U.S., there are many like Ward. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, senior citizens represent a growing demographic in America's workforce. Many still need jobs. It can be difficult to make ends meet with a Social Security check or disability payment. Some want to work because they enjoy it. Like Ward, I met him on a recent morning on Birmingham's South Side at the Alabama Workforce Training Center. He was in a class for the AWARE program. That stands for Aging Workers Are Reliable Employees. Jahan Quinn teaches the class. Quinn says she has referred several seniors for job interviews in recent weeks. They are encouraged by economic growth in the area, and companies are interested.
You do have a lot of employers that are looking for those senior employees because they have those basic skills that aren't taught anymore.
Quinn says they have a lot to offer.
Those baby boomers, they were on point. They knew be on time for work. They knew to dress appropriately for the job that you're applying for.
But before the job interview, you have to have a resume. Ward, the energetic senior, doesn't have one. In class, Quinn tells Ward what paperwork to complete to get a resume done.
You have all this information. You're still going to have something to hand to them.
She also explains to those in the program the importance of technology. Two of the three men in the group have email addresses. Not James Sanders. He isn't interested in using computers for anything.
It's not a part of my everyday life like it is for the younger generation coming up now. You know, I come up with 8-track tapes and cassettes and stuff like that. You know, these kids don't even know what 8-track tape is.
Sanders is 65. He doesn't text or tweet. He uses landlines in his home and he carries a 6-year-old cell phone. He got laid off from his construction job in May. He wants to work with his hands or train to become a certified nursing assistant. He's a Navy vet and has worked most of his life.
When you stop doing it, it's like something's missing out of your life. I did all the little odd jobs I can around my house and stuff, and I'm just ready to get back out there and start working again.
Job hunting for seniors isn't without its flaws. According to a recent AARP national survey, seniors say sometimes they just don't get the job because of age. For others, it's a challenge finding the right match for their needs. Full-time or part-time, is the job stimulating? Or will it pay enough to help with this financial hurdle? 66-year-old Pat Sherritt retired after a long career in insurance. She stayed at home to take care of her family for a while. Then she decided to go back to work. She was a customer at Penzi Spices in Homewood when she learned about a job opening a few years ago.
Staying at home and not working, your brain gets kind of mushy, and I don't like a mushy brain.
She worked with computers in her insurance job, but at Penzi's, she learned new skills.
You're counting money, you're greeting customers, you're making sure everything's going right, and it sharpened my brain back up.
And that sharpened mind, researchers say, often leads to a better quality of life in the golden years. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.
Join us tomorrow as our series on seniors in Alabama continues. We'll hear about the difficulty in fighting financial elder abuse. Ahead, tomorrow on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN.
America's car makers are spending billions trying to figure out a future that's electric, autonomous, and farther from fossil fuels. President Trump wants to roll back emission standards, which some see as a gift.